Yo, it's 12:06 p.m. I'm just getting up. It's Sunday. What's the point of it being Sunday if you're not gonna sleep till noon? I used to hate Sundays. The worst. The worst. 'Cause Sunday is like not even like a good day. When I was a kid, 'cause Sunday, when I was a kid, Sunday you gotta go to church, you gotta do homework, you get like, it's like a day off, but it's not really a day off. It's always shit to do. It would be like day of like, family visit or mowing lawns or whatever the fuck. Just a shit day. And then even as an adult, it's just this thing that hangs over your head. You're just waiting for work to start the next day. Whatever fucking shit you put off is hanging over your head. You can't enjoy it. And then they decide to give you like the good TV shows on Sunday, so it's like, oh, yeah, at least you have this. It's now Sundays are good. Sleep in right after this. I'll go for a run. I'll have some eggs somewhere, some kind of brunch. Love a brunch. Yeah, it's just breakfast. I don't even understand why they call it. I mean, I don't really get why they call it brunch. I guess because you can have. I don't. I'm always ordering the breakfast. The people that get the lunch at the brunch, I don't trust them. Something's up with those people. All right, let's take a look at the news, and I can get on with my Sunday. It's beautiful out. Me getting out in that park. Waste my time talking to you people. No, I love all of you. Okay, let's Boston University student who attended white power rally transferring to Auburn after receiving death threats. Well, Boston University, good on you for issuing death threats. What kind of place is Auburn that this, he's like, oh, well, they'll like me over there. Not that I know that for a fact. I never been to Auburn. I know anything about it. All I know about Auburn is that was a school that a couple of students on the first season of Last Chance U were very excited to go to. And there was that one quarterback whose name I don't remember who ended up going there. Because he had the game of his life in front of the Auburn coach. Good thing the Auburn coach didn't see the other games because they were not the game of his life. All right. I can't remember that guy's name. Well, it's because I'm on a new season of Last Chance U, and there's a whole new bunch of guys. Charlottesville rally organizer calls Heather. Okay, let's. The news is it's a lot of Nazi Klan, white supremacy stuff right off the top. But this Charlottesville rally organizer asshole said that Heather Heyer's death was payback, and he's a jerk. And he's not gonna be welcome at too many parties. Fuck that guy. Yeah, that's not good. The guilty secret. Chinese crime writer arrested for four cold case murders. Oh! That's crazy! I mean, this is. Now, there's a movie. And, so the guy, he's writing the crime novels. Everybody's like, oh, he's so good. Why is he so good? How does he know all the details? He's a murderer. I mean, It's almost so cool you can't even. I mean, it's terrible. He's a murderer, but it's like. Then he went. Well, I'm assuming in. This is terrible. This guy's awful. But you got to assume it's going to be amazing for his book sales. I would imagine the publisher is kind of excited. Billionaire Paul Allen finds lost World War II cruiser USS Indianapolis in the Philippine Sea. Who's this Paul Allen? Well, this news site does not look reputable. So I'm going to... Oh, he's a Microsoft co-founder. Yeah, that's right. That sounds familiar. He's the not Bill Gates of Microsoft. Well... If that's true, then good for him, but that news site looks like fucked up. Let's do a couple more, and then I'm going to get out of here. I'm sorry, it's Sunday. What do you want from me? Rare rhinos killed as floods devastate India Reserve. Well, I don't know what to do about that. That's, you know, it's terrible, but that's a flood. It's you know, that's God. God didn't want those rhinos. Or maybe God wanted those rhinos up in heaven. Rhino heaven. Which is right next to regular heaven. You know, the animal heaven. You can go visit it, I think. You know, it's like the safari at Great Adventure. That's the Six Flags in, around here. There's a I don't know if they still have the safari. But when I was a kid, there's a safari and you could drive through it. And it's like next to like the regular park. So it's like that. That's what I was taught in Catholic school. I just made that up. But it sounds good. Neo-Nazi, okay. New York State worker fired from $172,000 job after admitting he barely works. Of course he barely works. Everybody barely works. How did he get fired for that? That doesn't... He does not work. A spokesman for the New York court system who made $170,000 last year was abruptly fired Thursday after he accidentally called a reporter and was heard telling others that I barely show up to work. Well, who narked this guy out? The fucking reporter? Oh, come on, dude. Nobody wants to work. People figure out how to not work. He should have kept his mouth shut. That was dumb. You never tell anybody that. Ever. You don't even fucking tell your best friend that. You gotta keep it up. The more people know, the more that is likely to fucking come up. Well, too bad, dude. It's a good gig, $172,000 a year. You probably live pretty nice on that, though. Southern Herald Group sued to keep Confederate monument at Old Tampa Courthouse. Oh, God, Southern Heritage Groups. You're a bunch of silly motherfuckers. What are you celebrating? What the fuck are you celebrating? Get over it. Let it... You lost. I mean... It's... I mean, do your... Do whatever you want. Do you have your sit around and jerk off to each other's stories about your great grandpappies fighting the Yankees? Do a little reenactment. I mean, wear your fucking Confederate flag belt buckle, you fucking heck. Let everybody know you're a dumb asshole. But guess what? Public land, you don't get your fucking statue. Well, you got it now, but it's coming down. Fuck off. It's so stupid. I'll keep talking. I mean, it's Dick Gregory. This is, I would dedicate this episode to Dick Gregory, but it's bad. It's not a good episode, so I'm not going to dedicate it to him, but I would. If I had a good episode, whatever your favorite episode is, it's dedicated to Dick Gregory. He died last night. All right. Well, I'm going to go and do all my Sunday shit. And, well, I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.